This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of them who's had an awesome offseason, Dade Christian head coach George Stubbs, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And I've been with you part of that, the way this summer, and you guys have done extremely well. The kids well-behaved, and looks like a very promising 2022 season.
Yes, sir. We've been working hard at it, doing a lot of good conditioning, been in the weight room all offseason, trying to get bigger, trying to look like football kids. You know, we don't want to just look like the average, you know, Florida kids with just speed. We want to look like actual football players.
Yeah. No, I mean, you guys have done a great job. I mean, and like I said, the kids have been well-behaved, and it's not always easy. You get a lot of teenagers together, and you take them on the road for a little bit, and you know, they get a little, they'll get their 2 hours sleep a night, because you know them, they want to hang out with each other and they want to, you know, do whatever they do. And it's not an easy thing for the chaperones sometimes, because you guys get probably less sleep than they do. Talk about that though, traveling around, getting a chance to bond with your team the way you have.
That's one thing we make sure we do every summer, is go around and visit different schools, giving kids the opportunity to see different schools, different colleges, and just make sure that they know it's not just one type of school. It's different type of school, Division One, Two, Three, and NAIAs. And we give them the opportunity to be able to see those type of schools instead of just always the Division One school. You know, we know everybody on our team not going Division One, so we want to open up our broaden their horizon, let them know there's other places that can take them. You know. That they're just not lost. And, you know, higher education can be different paths. And, you know, we wanted to be able to get the each and every their own different paths to get to college and get that higher education. But, man, we love it, man, bonding with the kids and them bonding with each other, man, just making the team closer as a family.
Right.
You know, and that's what I learned to do over the years, is just making teams become closer and understanding they can trust each other and that they're going to do their job on and off the field.
Yeah, no doubt. As we're speaking with head coach George Stubbs, Dade Christian, your team is kind of transforming itself. You've got a good mix of younger kids with veterans. How does that work out? Because I know you want the veterans to be like coaches for you and kind of help you out with their leadership qualities. Has that worked out pretty good, especially being on the road?
Man, to be honest with you, it has, man. Like, these big brothers are taking on that leadership role. And they're grooming these guys for the next couple of years, you know, when they get ready to go, because they understand that, you know, they're only here for like maybe 6 months, and then it's their turn. So they're making sure that, you know, that they're ready for that change and that challenge that they're gonna have. Because, man, I had George Stubbs Jr., and he was the youngest kid on the team, and now he's gonna be a junior next year. So I was like, man, we gotta get some more younger kids in. And that's what we did, man. They've been doing a great job, awesome job on the college tour and everything.
Right. You speak about your son, a really good offensive lineman, technically very sound, and somebody who's been around, obviously, the game for a while. When you go on these 7-on-7 tours, the linemen get an opportunity to compete as well. And that, I think that started about 6-7 years ago. I know USF started that, and they have a really good camp as well. Talk about that, because it keeps the entire team together. You know, it was a time when just the 7-on-7 kids, the position kids, got to go out and, you know, and had their little tours and played in their tournaments. But now the big guys get to come along and make it a real team atmosphere. Talk about that, because I think that's important moving forward as far as unity.
Man, I think it's a great thing that the colleges have added, letting the linemen come along and helping with their technique. Because remember, we just had Down and Dirty back in the day, but now we're able to take those guys with us, and for the linemen to be able to bond, and, you know, to be with the quarterbacks, the running backs, and everybody being at the same place at the same time, I think is an awesome thing that we get to do with them. We have a saying that we say, man, no old linemen left behind. We try to bring the whole team with us. We travel with about 45 kids. You know, people think I'm crazy, but, you know, I just can't take the elite athletes, man. We want to know these kids, how to talk to coaches, how to shake their hands, look them in the face at an early age so they know it when they get older, because they're going to have to train the next kids coming up under them.
Yeah, no, I agree. I 100% agree. Head Coach George Stubbs joining us, Dade Christian. Here's a program, Dade Christian, that's been around for a while. Obviously, it's gone through some changes, and now you're getting an opportunity to get a new facility built, which is going to be really attractive towards the front of the school. I know before they had the field off on the side, right off the Palmetto Expressway, and for decades, that's where they played. Now you have an opportunity to get a new facility. Talk about that, because there's a lot of young kids who are making decisions and, you know, maybe thinking of Dade Christian, and with, you know, just like college coaches try to sell new buildings and new structures that they have going up. This is something for you to kind of boast about a little bit.
Definitely, man. First of all, I want to apologize for how that looks on the other side of the 826. That don't belong to us no more, fellas, so I apologize for that. So we can't do anything about that. So that's under new management that they will say. But we're getting a brand new state-of-the-art stadium on our on the north side of our campus now. Man, it's going to be great. It's going to be for soccer. It's going to be for football. All the bells and whistles that we can get, you know, we're going to get with that stadium. We also are bringing in new things for academics. We've got the Cambridge program coming in this year, which is a high academic program that we're adding. And we're just doing a lot of new things in school to try to attract academic and athletic kids to our campus. And I think Dade Christian in a couple of years or right now, man, it's going to be a great place to be.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I watched you, you know, on your, you know, on your tour and up at UCF, and I was on the sideline. You guys got Dade County jobbed up there, I think, but that's okay, you know what I mean. But you had fun, and you played against competition that you won't be playing against this year. How's that? Because I think that's a lot of the people in South Florida are, you know, they always want to talk about something like that, you know, about, you know, because you guys get a chance to play with the local and local teams and throughout the entire year. But here's just like Pace went up to USF, didn't know a lot of those schools, and won the tournament. And you guys got to the Final Four at UCF. Talk about that, because I think that's important.
Man, I think that's very important for the kids to be able to see different competition. You know, we're considered a lower tier school or whatever like that, but we don't shy away from competition. We don't care who it is. We're going to line it up with whoever. You know, that's the only way you're going to get better is to be able to play the best. You have to go through the best to be the best. So in order to see where your measuring stick is at, you have to go against these guys who are top tier schools. We don't care about the 8A, 6A. We don't care about any of that. We're going to line it up just like that. You know, we put our pants on just like they do. And it's any given day, you know. You know, who wants it the most? And most of the time it's that little school that wants it the most. You know, and that's the way we go off. Man, I treat it like a top tier school. I don't treat them as like a little tier school. We're not scared to play anybody. We don't stay in our lane. You know, if we don't have to, you know, we have to do it during the playoffs. But if we don't have to stay in our lane, we're going to play whoever. Like, we go to Pike Road this year. We go to Bainbridge again this year. We go to Camden County this year. You know, we got to play against those top schools to be able to stay competitive and try to make a name for ourselves.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, I can't thank you enough for coming on. Enjoy your summer. I'm sure we'll see you at a few things during July and then definitely during August. Again, thanks so much. I really enjoyed being with you guys. Like I said, well-behaved kids, great coaches, and a good time.
Hey, Coach, man, we always appreciate you, man, being the guy you are, leading the way and being on every corner trying to promote these kids. And I just want to thank my headmaster, Dr. Burns, for giving us the opportunity, and our athletic director, Ms. Christina Smart, for giving us the opportunity to be successful this year and be able to help us go on our college tour.
Good stuff. Thanks, Coach. I appreciate you. Thanks so much. Coach George Stubbs, head coach at Dade Christian, doing a great job. As I said, during the summer, it's been a lot of fun. And
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.